kicking it into high gear with an attention to details and facts. Now, just think, what if everybody did that? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, January 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, today we solve the age-old question, who really looks out for the little guy? Who tips better, Republicans or Democrats? I'm betting you have an answer, but you might be surprised by the right one. Number two, the Second Amendment under fire from the radical left. Of course, they are attacking with red flags and confiscation. Those on the right are using live rounds and sanctuary zones defending the right to keep and bear arms. And number one, there are now just 304 days until Election Day 2020. Can you believe that? And with the big day coming, the cash is rolling in all over the place. Bernie the communist did well, but presidential capitalism rules the day as Trump cashes in big in the fourth quarter. Just 304 days left until the election, as I mentioned. We'll get to all of that, but first, breaking news today. Because the United States has killed Iran's most powerful general on a street in Baghdad. That's right. The United States killed Iran's top general and the architect of Tehran's proxy wars throughout the Middle East. Wars that have killed more than 600 U.S. service personnel, which, by the way, accounts for 17%. 17% of the U.S. service members killed in Iraq can be tied to General Qasem Soleimani. Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, could draw forceful Iranian retaliation, they say, because of his death. The Iranians are targeting American interests in the region, and it could spiral into a far larger conflict between the U.S. and Iran, endangering U.S. troops in Iraq, Syria, and beyond, potentially. But we had no choice. This is the architect of the proxy wars throughout the Middle East. This is the guy who some say was a bigger terrorist target than al-Baghdadi. A bigger terrorist target than al-Baghdadi, so say many. The Defense Department saying it killed Soleimani because he was, quote, actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. It also accused Soleimani of approving the attacks on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. Of course, U.S. Marines were flown to the embassy when the president said, we'll have no Benghazis. There will be no Benghazis here. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned that the harsh retaliation is waiting for the United States. Iranian state television carried a statement by Khamenei, calling Soleimani the international face of resistance. The Ayatollah declaring 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. Also, an advisor to Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned President Donald Trump of retaliation from Tehran. Here's the quote. Trump, through his gamble, has dragged the U.S. into the most dangerous situation in the region. That was sent out by Media Telegram. Whoever put his foot beyond the red line should be ready to face its consequences and all sorts of other threats. You know what? Bring it on, dirtbag. That's the way I feel about it. Bring it on, dirtbag. You're responsible for more than 600 deaths of American service personnel. You are the leading sponsor, state sponsor of terrorism in the world. You want to pick a fight with the United States? Now is a good time. Now is a good time. Iranian state television later in commentary called Trump's order to kill Soleimani the biggest miscalculation by the U.S. in many years since World War II. The people of the region will no longer allow Americans to stay, so said the television. The airport strike, by the way, was right outside the airport. Also killed Abu Mandi al-Muhandis, deputy commander of Iranian-backed militia forces in Iraq, known as the Popular Mobilization Forces, and five others, including the PMF's protocol officer, Mohammed Rida, that all according to Iraqi officials on the ground. Trump was in Palm Beach, but sent out a tweet of an American flag. The dramatic attack comes at the start of the year in which Trump faces both a Senate trial for impeachment, of course, we've got that going on, and a re-election campaign. And it comes after tense months between the U.S. and Iran. Tehran, as you may recall, shot down a U.S. military surveillance drone, seized oil tankers. The U.S. also blames Iran for a series of attacks targeting tankers, as well as an assault in September, you may recall, on Saudi Arabia's oil industry that stopped the production by half at the time. And, of course, the tensions take root in Trump's decision back in May to withdraw the United States from Iran's nuclear deal, put together by his predecessor Barack Obama, who also put together $1.7 billion in cash delivered in the dead of night to the airport in Tehran that has never been fully explained to the American people and should be. The 62-year-old Somali was the target of Friday's U.S. attack, which, by armed American drone, Predator drone, took him out. That's why these drones and technology is so important to us. It took place near the cargo area of the airport after he had left his plane and joined the others in a vehicle. The plane had come in from either Lebanon or Syria. Nobody's quite sure. It doesn't matter. The Americans knew. It's unclear what legal authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. So say some on the left. American presidents claim broad authority. Let me actually, this part here is from the Associated Press. So I'm going to the Associated Press. Listen to this anti-American writing. It's unclear what legal authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. How about the right to defend our American citizens from further attack from this guy who's killed hundreds? How about that authority? American presidents claim broad authority to act without the approval of Congress when U.S. personnel or interests are facing an imminent threat. The Pentagon did not provide evidence to back up its assertion that Soleimani was planning new attacks against Americans. Really, we need to have, here's the plan that he has. I mean, really? This is the Associated Press writing this. Anti-American in its complete take right there. Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, also a guy who hates America, said Trump owes a full explanation to Congress and the American people. The present authorizations for use of military force in no way cover starting a possible new war. This step could bring the most consequential military confrontation in decades, said Blumenthal. So the guy kills the number one terrorist on the planet, equal or greater than al-Baghdadi when al-Baghdadi was killed by this same administration a few weeks ago. The Iranian government, if you want more, you will get more, tweeted South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and I'm with Graham on this one. I'm not a warmonger. I think that we spend too much time and resources, capital, and blood on wars that we have no business being in. This one is ours. The Iranians have been a problem for us since 1979. These are the same people that have caused us problems since 1979. It's time to stand up for America. It's time to kill terrorists. It's time to be unapologetic for crushing the cockroaches that try to kill our American personnel. For Iran, the killing represents far more than the loss of a battlefield commander, but also a cultural icon who represented national pride and resilience while facing U.S. sanctions. Well, you get what you get. Welcome to it. Happy New Year, General. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It is Friday, January 3rd, 2020, just getting started. Good Lord, somebody go to work for the Associated Press. It's actually an American, please. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy! Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look
I love you, Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy and the MAB.
We will not.